Independence is a powerful word that carries deep meaning for every Ugandan. It symbolizes freedom, self-determination, and the ability to chart our own path as a nation. As Uganda celebrates its Independence Day each year, it underscores as a time for reflection, pride, and unity among all Ugandans. But have you ever wondered how the word independence is expressed in the many diverse languages of Uganda? Uganda is a country rich in cultural and linguistic diversity, with over 40 languages spoken across its regions. Each language provides a unique lens through which to view the world, and the concept of independence is no exception. Let's take a journey through some of these languages and explore how they convey the idea of independence. 1. Luganda, Obwetways. In Luganda, spoken by the Baganda people in the central region, the word for independence is Obwetways. This term is deeply rooted in the history of the Buganda Kingdom, where autonomy and self-governance have been long-standing values. Obwetways signifies a sense of self-reliance and the right to make one's own decisions without external control. 2. Runyankole/Rukiga, Obwerenyi. For the Banyankole and Bakiga people of the western region, Obwerenyi is the word that captures the essence of independence. This term reflects the resilience and strength of these communities, who have historically fought for their autonomy and freedom. It emphasizes the importance of being free from oppression and having the power to govern oneself. 3. Lusoga, Obwetways. In Lusoga, spoken by the Basoga people of the eastern region, the word for independence is also Obwetways. Like in Luganda, this word resonates with the historical struggles and aspirations of the Basoga for self-rule and freedom from colonial powers. 4. Acholi, Lubanga. In the Acholi language of northern Uganda, Lubanga is used to describe independence. This word is often associated with the strength and determination of the Acholi people to overcome challenges and assert their identity. Lubanga captures the spirit of resilience and the desire for self-determination that is central to the Acholi culture. 5. Lugbara, Ivuel. For the Lugbara people of northwestern Uganda, Ivuel is the term that signifies independence. This word reflects a deep-seated value of freedom and the right to live life according to one's own beliefs and traditions. The Lugbara community has a rich history of valuing autonomy and self-governance, which is embodied in the word Ivuel. 6. Karamojong, Imurinet. In the Karamoja region, where the Karamojong people live, Imurinet is the word for independence. The Karamojong have a unique pastoral culture and a strong sense of identity, and Imurinet reflects their desire to live freely according to their customs and traditions without external interference. 7. Alor, Lubanga. For the Alor people, Lubanga also denotes independence. It captures the community and risquo's collective memo, rye and aspiration for self-determination, reflecting their history of resistance against colonial rule and their pride in cultural heritage. 8. Teso, Ateso, Omitoi. Among the Idaso people in the eastern region, Omitoi is the term that embodies independence. It signifies the importance of freedom and autonomy in the Idaso culture, where communal decision-making and self-governance have been long-standing traditions. 9. Longo, Alongo. In the Longo sub-region, Alongo is used to describe independence. The word reflects the aspirations of the Longo people to live independently, guided by their cultural values and norms. It symbolizes a break from colonial past and a move towards self-sufficiency and self-governance. 10. Kakwa, Ebawang. For the Kakwa people, Ebawang is the word for independence. It reflects their desire for freedom and autonomy, underscoring the importance of self-reliance and self-determination in the Kakwa culture. Celebrating our diversity. These are just a few examples of how independence is expressed in the many languages of Uganda. Each translation carries with it a unique cultural significance, shaped by the history and experiences of the communities that speak these languages. As we celebrate Independence Day, let underscore as remember the richness of our linguistic heritage and the diverse ways in which we understand and value independence. So, what and risquo, as independence in your language? Share your own translation and what it means to you and your community. Let and risquo, as celebrate our diversity and the many ways in which we express our shared love for freedom, self-determination, and unity as Ugandans.